اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه. As we have gone through half of the stage of spouse selection, but we are just reviewing it so that we can look into it in a better manner and then see what is our objective. So the first question which comes to us is, am I eligible to marry or not? This is a question which one should ask himself, that have I prepared myself for it or not? It's not only the marriage question which one should ask. Right after this, the question will come that, am I ready to be a good parent also? Because inshallah, within a year or two after your marriage, you will be having a baby. So you should prepare yourself to become a good mom also. So what do you know about kids? What are the parenting styles? Whatever the things which are required, you should get information about it so that you are ready for your responsibilities. And then, what is my basic objective of getting married? What do really I want from my marital life? The third question was, what will I gain by getting married? Though we have done these in ahadith, that you will gain sustenance, you will get this, you will get that, these were the answers of that. Maybe your objective is different from what you want, but you will gain all this apart from your objective. And what plans do I have for my marital life? There are many Pakistani and Indians, they don't think like this, that they have to plan. They think all the plan is on my husband's side. He will plan for me or for us. Then it was a general concept of, why do we marry? What is marriage all about? It's a formation. Basically, we are forming a family. So what was the basic core of this relationship? The common life of husband and wife originates from sex instinct, yet gradually it develops into a sort of deep spiritual and sentimental and social and economic relationship. So these four or five factors should be there in our marital life. If something is lacking, then we have to balance it out. Then we went to importance of marriage in Islam. That what is the importance? So in short, we say, man who is not married, even though he may be wealthy, is surely poor and needy. And same is true for a woman. So when you are asking yourself, looking on the mirror, you can ask yourself whether I am rich or not. So you will come to know from this point of view that you are needy and you are poor. Now, objectives of marital life. You have written the answer, so you will get the right answer now. That Islam made the family a single unit in the chain of units. So this family relationship is self-collaborating, mutually coordinating, loving and merciful. This thing should be there. But how will you develop yourself so that you can be collaborating with your husband? It's a self-collaboration. How are you going to do that? What is the method? It is very important. Yes, we all know that we should respect, we should take care, but how? The method is very important. Same thing is with coordinating. Is it you who is always there to coordinate, or it's your husband's role to coordinate with you also? How can you be loving and merciful? What you have to do to nurture that love which is embedded in you when you get married? Then we went according to Quran. The male and female are necessary for each other, and they complement each other in their very existence. If we will not think like this, that we have to be a supporter, we have to be a good person who can assist him or he can assist us to become a better person, we won't be able to get along. So that is why it is very important for all of us to to think as if you are partner. Yes, if you think my life partner is my partner as a business partner, no, it's not like that. Business partner is something different. It's to pull your partner up and to support him as much as you can. Because in partnership, it's something 50-50. But in this partnership, it's not 50-50, it's 100-100. You have to give, sometimes you have to give everything, and then sometimes he has to give. Because what is the center point of making family? Why do we make family? You should answer now. Because you have gone through all this. Why do we make family? What is the need of making family?
What is the need as in, what are we trying to create?
I don't know. I just asked a question. You have to answer. So you think, and you try to answer that why I am building a family. What is all about? What Islam is all about? Yes.
It is Allah's command.
Because Allah said so. That's why you're doing it.
We cannot live lonely in this world.
Why you can't live lonely? This is not my question. That you can live lonely or not. You can live lonely, but the question is,
Islamic life, we have to live an Islamic life, continue the...
So it means you are forced.
No.
Yes, that is what you are saying. Because Allah said so, so I have to get married. I don't want to get married, it's because of Allah I am doing this.
It's the sunnah. It's the sunnah and we are following the sunnah. And it's also the continuing the...
If you are following the sunnah, there are many things to follow. Why do you follow this sunnah? Would you like or would you love your husband to get second wife?
No.
Then this is also sunnah.
Isn't to create a family, or are you asking to create a family or with like with kids, or just why are you getting married?
Married, life, everything, isn't it?
Yes.
Family, kids, whatever your whatever comes to your mind. If I will tell you what I am thinking, then you will know, you know my answer. I just want you to think this way. Because we have gone already, I have done 60% of my presentation yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So now I want the output.
You said we need to get married to fulfill our needs.
Yes, so you have...
We like to close us to Allah,
exactly.
And create peace in the family and all that.
So those who get married, they are all close to Allah?
No, it depends on person to person.
Okay, let's see.
Like you said, we get sustenance and all that.
Okay, let's go ahead and see what Quran says. The prime objective is to become a single unit.
Yeah.
This was one of the major areas where we focused. We said we are getting married according to Quran, even though they are two entities, but in reality they become a single unit. Because all the things which exist in this world, they are compound. Everything which exists in this world is compound. For example, water, which is H2O, everything is compound. When compound things comes together, then there's a uniformation of a new thing. So this uniformation between you and your spouse, when you will become one, the center point which will start is love.
Mm.
Otherwise there won't be any love. So you have to become one. As much as close you are, you know, when the molecules are very close, that thing, that sustenance is very strong. That substance is very strong, like diamond.
Mm.
Because the molecules are very close. So same thing is with your husband. You match him and he matches you in very areas, in different areas of life. And you become so close and so powerful that your love changes into your affection and everything. It affects your life, it affects your personality. And there's so much relationship of cause and effect between husband and wife relationship that you develop each other and you become one. Even the color changes, you know. If your husband has a brown hair, for example, your hair will change into become brown. You will think the same thing. There are many things which changes accordingly. It depends how much we have the intimacy and love.
Really, the color also changes in you?
Even friendship, this happens.
Yeah, energy, energy is like energy.
Even if you are, if you have a close friend with whom you are very close and fast friends, the time will come where even physically, mentally, emotionally, you will be same. Though you were not same before, but after staying some time, you will be like, you will be the same person, you will be thinking the same thing. That thing, it happens with husband and wife, if they matches their mentality and emotionally, they think always the same thing. Before I say, my wife will speak the same thing, she'll say this. This happens, but it takes time. We have to work. Then it will come. It won't come just like this. So one of the major purpose of getting married is getting tranquility in your life. We all want peace and tranquility. That is what we don't have when we are unmarried. That tranquility and peace of mind which we want, we will get it once we are married. And if you get a good husband, inshallah, then you will realize this ayah as one of the signs of Allah, that the peace and harmony which will be in your life is because it's a gift of God which you get after getting married. The bottom line is, the person you're getting married, you should be prepared for it. I mean, you should agree to marry to him, otherwise you won't get that peace of mind. Then I talked about ideal couple. Yes, this is one of the most ideal thing about couples. There are also ideal couples with different aspects of life they see, and they find their husband as an ideal. The only thing which I pointed out here was, Imam Ali said that she is a good helper in obeying Allah. And he is the best husband, she said. So level of personality. Now you have to answer me. What will you do if you, for God forbid, you don't find your husband mentally up to your level? For example, your parents have decided and then you have to get married. You just met him once, you talked for half an hour, and then you have to take a decision. You took a decision according to your understanding, but after you got married, you realize that we don't match mentally. So what will be your next step?
We should try our best to
match. How will you do this if you don't match mentally? I mean, you will try to come up or down. What will you do?
We will try to come to a level that is not too high for him, not like
to go for him.
To like talk about things that not that that's not like maybe. I think a lot, but he does not.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about things, I won't talk the way I would talk to other people who have the same mentality. But I'll talk in an average way that he can also understand, and that's the way that he will also build his mentality.
It is natural. We are all different people.
Mm-hmm.
We have different mentality. It is not natural that it will match. Obviously, you are marrying a person who is already opposite sex, so his mentality should be totally different from yours. But it should match in very areas. Those areas we have to find out, that where we should match, mentally at least. Then it comes to emotionally. Emotionally we are totally different people. You have a different emotions, we have different emotions. So we are not going to match at all. But if we try to bring, I try to bring you at my level and you try to bring me at your level, you're doing wrong. We are not supposed to bring anyone up to our levels.
Yes.
I have to stay in my level and you have to stay at your level. You are designed to take care of your baby. You have to upbring your child. That's why you have been given such an emotional values. I mean, the intimacy and love and the sacrifice which you will be giving for it to your kid. That I can't do. Man is not designed that way. So we should know about the design, how men are designed and how women are designed. So I will never argue to my wife about it, that why she wakes up at night and feeds her baby, and I can't do that. I can't take, if my kids is shouting, I will just ask her to stop shouting, whatever. what I mean to say is, your emotional level is because you have certain jobs to do. And my state is totally different. So we should not compare either mentally, emotionally or physically. I can't ask you to lift 40 kg of suitcase and carry along with you. It is my duty to lift it up because I have been designed like this. Yes, there are certain people who have got those strength and all that. I'm not talking about that. There are always exceptions. But the common denominator, there are many common denominators where we should match mentally, emotionally and physically. The rest we will never match, and we should not match. If we match, I am not what I am all about then. We are too different. You have your area, we have our area. Have you any question to ask?
No.
That is why when we say personality adjustment, this is what we meant by personality adjustment. Because mentally, physically and emotionally we are different. Now we are talking about the adjustment. We went yesterday, but we didn't go this way. That's why we say that most serious marriage problems arise because one or both partners have some long-standing problematic personality characteristics. Because I have been brought up like this, that I have been always high in the eyes of others, so I want everything to run accordingly the way I want. If you are brought up in such a family, that you were given too much respect, too much love, too much attention, then you will always be expecting from your husband the same. Because people around you has always kept you high. Though you are not very supposed to be very high, but you were kept high. So you will expect the same from your husband and from your in-laws. But they will not do that. They will treat you normally. Why they should treat you so high? So if you will not get in return what you're expecting, then your life will start getting disturbance. Or you are brought up in such a family that or you have got superiority complex or inferiority complex. This will also ruin your life. So this is what we should know. Now when we say personality adjustment, what we mean here is this. Either you are mentally, emotionally, physically different from your husband, but you should be optimistic. If you are optimistic, then you can match. Because it is natural, everyone is different from the other. Same thing is being realistic. If I am realistic, it will be easy for me to accept someone's point of view. Maybe my wife is, her point of view is totally against my point of view. So what will I do then? What will I say? I will say, no, huck is this. I cannot be happy in my life. She will never let me be happy. Because if I am going to go like this, yes, I will tell her that this is your point of view and I respect your point of view. This is my point of view. So yes, now who is right? If you don't accept my point of view, my logic, my statements, then let's go and find someone who can justify us. If I try to prove all the time, yes, I am right and I am logical, I will not be going and building a happy family. It will give me problems. Same thing is with respect. How to show respect? Be happy, able to communicate. I will just say a few words on communication after this program finishes. Just remind me about communication. Being sympathetic and caring. Sensitive to others. Most of the males, they are less sensitive, especially when it comes to their wives and kids, because they are not designed like this. So most of the complaints is this, that they are not sensitive, they are not caring. Flexibility, organized, patience, humble, thoughtful, secure, honesty, good self-esteem, having an objective, and responsible. These are the areas where we have to develop ourselves so that even our mentality is different, our emotions are different, we are physically different, but because I have developed myself in such a way that I can adjust with anyone. This adjustment of personality will help you if you have all these qualities in you. You can get along with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have problem. Let's go ahead. Now these are going faster because we have done this. Now what was the criteria? What was the criteria of spouse selection?
What we need to look into person for choosing him?
No, tips which I have given here. I said these are the areas where we should focus when you're looking for your spouse.
Religion.
Compatibility.
Physical and
emotional.
No.
Financial.
Compatible?
No. This should be in our fingertips. Spiritual, moral, compatibility, and physical. These are the four criterion. And now we will divide them. So the major areas are four where we have to focus. And then there is a subdivision of spiritual, moral, compatibility, and physical.
Okay.
So now inshallah you remember this. So these are the four areas. Now when we say spiritually, in very simple words, that person should at least pray, he should be modest, he should always think about purification, his faith should be, he should have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should know that I am answerable on the day of judgment. At least this much should be there. Yes, if we get someone very ideal, it's fine. Otherwise, what we see normally in the society, there are many good people around us, but they are not very religious, but they are good. Morally they are good, emotionally they are good, mentally, but they are not very religious. So they are acceptable. We should look for them. Yes, if you find someone very good, go ahead. Now after this, about spiritual perfection. It is very difficult to find someone very high in his spiritual level, because with the passage of time everyone changes from one state to the other. So maybe a person is good at this very time, but if we see him after a year, he may be a different person spiritually. So by the time you have taken a decision, you should know that is this person is spiritually trying to purify himself or not. If he says no, I don't want to purify myself, this is not my objective, I am what I am, I'm happy with it. Fine, we have to see rest of the things also. So this is what Holy Prophet telling us about, that if we get married as early as possible, we are saving half of our religion. But one of the major issues and problem is of youth is their purification. Now, faith, we have gone through faith, that faith plays the vital role because it strengthens or weakens faith in its ideology. So if your faith is strong, your ideology will be strong, and then you will work accordingly. Your actions are based on your ideology. So this ideology relates over there. Whom we must marry? The suitable match. Some of the faithful are matched for others. So we have to find someone of my type. Maybe I won't find someone of my type, but at least close to it. If there is too much distance, then I have to work a lot. Never expect your husband to work. You are the one who have to work. You should work. Because you have taken a decision. You have agreed and you have said yes, I want to marry this guy. So if you have said so, then prepare yourself. And you have taken a decision and you're asking him to change it. Now about morality. if you are satisfied with the religiousness and uprightness of our sweeter, so marry. This is a general point of view, that in generally you should see that his parents are good, they have brought him in a such a good way, and he is also religious, so he's fine, we can get along. Because you have trained yourself in such a way. Good nature is very important. It is one of the major areas where people find difficulty in matching is ill-natured people. You cannot live with ill-natured people. It's very difficult. Because girls are sensitive, it is very difficult for them to get along with a guy who is ill-natured or he misbehaves. It doesn't respect you. These were the three areas of morality: attitude, behavior, and humor. Now, compatibility. Religion, age, education, decent family, and finance. So, what was about religion? For example, if someone falls in love with someone who is not Muslim, then one should marry or not?
It's better not to.
What if someone has fallen in love?
They fall in love, probably aren't very religious.
Themselves.
So it means that you will think first that he is Christian, I don't have to fall in love with him. Is it like this? No, your schoolmates, college mates, you've been together discussing.
It's happened
library.
To one of my friends. She was she's a Shia and she got married to a German.
Mm-hmm.
Before getting married, he changed his name and he became such a good youth. So, you know, there are guys who can actually, if you give good knowledge about your own Shiaism and stuff, then they understand it and they are willing to change.
Yes.
If he's willing to change, then well and good. After he's changed, then only get married. Because you know how.
Yes.
But then obviously things like cultural effects will always remain,
always
even with kids,
there.
Even his family. Because
yes.
you have to get married to the family as well, as you said, right?
Exactly.
So.
I mean, the risk factor is too much in this, but it is possible, but it is not an ideal state.
Mm-hmm.
The ideal state is you find someone of your religion so that you don't have to work on him as much as you think, and there's no risk factor in it. Because in religion also, you have culture involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very difficult to marry with someone who is not of your culture. So you will face problems.
Conflicts and stuff.
Yes, obviously,
right?
It will be there. Same thing is with the age. What is the right age?
For the girl? For the guy?
For both.
Once they both matured enough. Mentally.
What is that maturity?
Mentally.
Mentally.
Sexually.
Sexually.
Socially.
Socially, yes. Good. That is what I said yesterday. And there's another thing in it. But what should be the age gap between boy and a girl?
They say guys get matured a bit later,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's good to keep a gap,
mm-hmm.
but not always, because some guys do get matured at an early stage, but some do not. But for girls, it's better the younger, like as soon as they are mature, then it's better to get them married.
So what age difference should be there according to our time, not according to our grandpa's time?
3-4 years?
I don't know what is going in the market.
What would you say? What is your ideal? What is the ideal age difference, especially?
The age difference is mostly it depends on the culture where you are living, in which community you are living. In this world, right now, there is a group of people, they try to, let's say in Iran. There is no age difference concept here.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, they get married when they are in college or university. They are of the same age. Maximum difference will be 2-3 years, not more than this. According to our culture where we live, at least we have 5 years difference. In Pakistan and India, 5 till 8 years is still going on in average people.
Mm-hmm.
And there are three points of views. It all depends on the culture and all that. So maybe someone finds it easy to get along with the same age, because they think, though it's not recommended, but they think that she or that girl is mentally matching with me. We have the same view, we have the same type of thinking and all that, so they feel comfortable mentally. But according to Islam, according to the seerah, we have seen that it is recommended that there should be a gap of at least 3 to 5 years. But if culture is involved, then it can be till 8 years. It's good. But even but the most important thing here is that the male who is getting married, the guy, he should know what type of girl he needs. Because if I ask you that, will you marry someone who is younger to you? You will never accept that. So there are many guys here in this world that they don't focus on these areas where you focus. For them, the more younger they get, they are more comfortable with them. So it's a different level, different personality, different types of personality. So the normally we say it should be from 5 till 8 years difference is good. Nowadays, if it's 3 years, it is fine. It depends how you know each other. If you know, for example, you are getting married to your cousins, to your relatives, whom you know, it is better than rather than not knowing anyone. Because you know that person from his childhood, from his parents, in-laws and all that, it is good. Same thing is with the education. Will you marry someone who is less educated to you?
No.
Then why should male marry such a girl? Why should a man marry a girl who is lesser educated to him?
Even if... Normally men don't even like it if the girl is more educated.
You're putting it the other way. You see, this is the difference. Where we see the difference between male and female. You would not like to get married a person who is younger to you, but you would love to marry someone who is more educated to you. And for males it is different. It is for them, it's not important that if you're not of the same education level. If you are lesser, it's fine. Because he is looking for something else. Because he has to rule and run or manage the house, he wants to be a bit so high. If he will not be kept high, in your eyes, he should feel that I am high. If he will not feel, then he will feel insulted. This is one of the problems. And same thing comes with the decent family and the financial aspect. Yes, if the boy or a girl, they are financially strong, and one of them is not, they might find some difficulties in their life. I mean, they should match or they should equal be in the financial status. If not, then they should be a bit different, not big, unless they are good. It is difficult because especially for the men to marry such a girl who is from a rich family. Why? Because he won't be able to afford her. He will try his best to fulfill her needs, but she will always be sacrificing. It will be difficult. So it is recommended that either for males it is recommended them to marry of their same level or a bit lower, so that they feel easy. That guy should not come under pressure, either directly or indirectly, that I cannot compete with them, I cannot fulfill their needs and their wants. Because yes, the girl is good. If the girl is by nature she is good, then there won't be any problem. She will never put pressure on him and he will be comfortable, rather he will enjoy, because she will share everything. But if not, then there might be problems or there might be some misconceptions in the mind of the man, that maybe I cannot fulfill her needs, that's why she's upset, or I wish I would have given her a bigger house where I am. There can be many confusions in their lives, unless that girl is good. So I'm just going fast now about religion.
Sister's great.
Yeah, from where it is. Thank you. No, it's okay. We cut it. Just want to check what happened. I think we let it get cool. Okay, that was about religion. Decent family, I've gone through. Education. So if you are more educated, you should be more down to earth. You should be more humble, and you should be more respectful. And then we did the marriage increase sustenance. And then it was when to marry. So one should not marry because he is not earning. He should marry and then Allah will do for him. Though it is not acceptable in our society that the parents will give their daughters to someone who is not earning. But if though they are believers, they have strong belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that man that he is hardworking and he will do, then it is recommended to get married. Because we have to save the humanity from getting into trouble. Right now I'm in trouble. It's not working. Fights like this, I don't know.
Chandya, I want to take you back to you.